Good morning, this is Dr. Morgan. I'm sorry, John Paul, I cut you off about 1 second too soon. I don't know if you just heard that news piece about vaping and vitamin E acetate. So in the last 30 seconds, I just looked up, how exactly is vitamin E acetate manufactured? Well, you're probably thinking to yourself, well, they probably go to olive groves and they get the olive oil and just extract the naturally occurring vitamin E from olive oil, or they get it from somebody that produces nuts like almonds or walnuts and they extract the vitamin E that way since it's just naturally occurring. No, no, no. This is esterified from oil, petroleum products. No wonder the stuff is toxic. Anyway, this is nuts. Everything that we call good sometimes is not so good. It's just chemicals. The last thing that you need is more chemical exposure to your body. I read a quote from Dr. William Osler, who was a medical doctor from, I think the year he was born was 1848. You probably remember that year very well because that was, you know, you were probably 6 or 7 at the time. But he lived until the year 1919. Kind of an easy year to remember. But he was famous for his aphorisms from his bedside teachings, and one of them was, and I'm quoting Dr. William Osler, MD, "One of the first duties of the physician is to educate the masses not to take medicine." Okay? You may realize that the name teacher in the Greek refers to the term teacher. Well, what are they supposed to teach us? Well, a physician is supposed to teach you how to restore your health if your health is not in great working order. It's either you become your own best advocate to help yourself, or you rely on information from others that would give you a much different direction. Let me read this to you right here. This comes from, this is all about blueberries, but it's interesting. And you never know, this may pique something in your mind where you decide, you know what, that may be a good plan. And of course, the very thing I want to present to you is this. You've got to put real food in your body if you want to have real health. There's no other way around it. You cannot use synthetic blueberries to generate great health. Vitamin E is not bad, but the type of vitamin E that they use in these vaping solutions is just made from petrochemicals. It's not even a substance that's found in nature. All right. Here goes. Here's the article. Researchers have found that daily blueberry consumption may reduce blood pressure and arterial stiffness. And of course, you're thinking, I know somebody that has high blood pressure, and I know somebody who has really, really high blood pressure. So this may benefit them. So, and this may be due at least in part to increased nitric oxide production. I don't know if you have not heard of nitric oxide, if it's a new term, but nitric oxide is real. Nitric oxide is what your body, the lining of your arteries, these cells, those endothelial cells of your arteries, they make nitric oxide for you. And nitric oxide is a tremendous chemical if you can make it, because it helps greatly enhance blood flow. It makes your arteries more relaxed, supple, and flexible. That's exactly what you want. Now, if I go the exact opposite direction, you're probably thinking to yourself, well, explain to me how taking nitric oxide could benefit a human being. Well, here's one example. You may know of a person that has really, really suffered with horrible, horrible bouts of chest pain. Sometimes it's a term called angina pectoris, or sometimes they call it angina for short. And these are individuals, when they get out of the car, they go into the grocery store, they may take just a few steps, and all of a sudden they have this stabbing heart pain. They go, oh my goodness, I'm having a flare-up of chest pain. What can I do? So they fumble around in their purse or in their shirt pocket, and they pull out this small amber bottle that has these tablets in there. And those tablets are called nitroglycerin. And they pop when they have bad chest pain. Well, it's because they're not getting enough oxygen to the heart. And the heart is like any other muscle. It's going to go through a massive Charlie horse or a bad, bad cramp, which would be no fun and cause a lot of chest pain if you're not getting enough oxygen. So they pop a nitroglycerin tablet in their mouth and they suck on it, let it dissolve. And 10 seconds later, they go, "Oh, okay, my chest pain's gone. I feel like a new person now." That's what nitric oxide does. It's very powerful. So this particular study was done, it was an 8-week study. It was randomized. It was a double-blind, placebo-controlled clinical trial. And in the study, they only looked at women. But to be in the study, you had to be postmenopausal. So here we have 48 postmenopausal women who had pre- and stage 1 hypertension, which means everything on their physical examination or when their blood pressure is checked says they've got blood pressure issues. And if they're not the worst we've ever seen, well, they're heading that direction. The study leaders randomly assigned participants to receive either 22 grams of freeze-dried blueberry powder or 22 grams of a control powder. It doesn't say in the study what the control powder was. I just know it wasn't from blueberries. Postmenopausal women were studied because they have a very high prevalence of hypertension, and they often develop very stiff arteries. I promise you, you do not want stiff arteries. You want your arteries becoming more pliable and flexible if they are stiff. So anytime that you have arterial stiffness, that increases your risk of cardiovascular disease. You're asking for a heart problem. The researchers stated that increasing the numbers of people prefer natural remedies. Really? You mean as opposed to a drug? They want something natural? Yeah, that's a good observation. The research team was aware that in vivo studies and a limited number of clinical studies have demonstrated that the anti-hypertensive and vascular protective effects of blueberries might actually be real. Well, let's find out. The researchers tested and evaluated resting brachial, systolic, and diastolic blood pressure. All that means is they put a cuff on the arm and they found out what the blood pressure was. They also checked the arterial stiffness in these women. Now, to me, this is interesting. They did a lab test, and they measured a lab value called C-reactive protein. I don't know if you've ever heard of that before, but the next time you go to your doctor and they're doing, let's just say they're doing a wellness checkup once a year or a yearly physical exam, it would not hurt for you to request of your physician, could you, or the nurse practitioner, just say, could I have a C-reactive protein? And you may not know how to spell C, but it's just a capital letter C. That's all it is. Capital C, and then a dash, and then reactive protein. So these women that were postmenopausal, they did a C-reactive protein test. They measured what's called nitric oxide. I was just talking about that. They also looked at an antioxidant that your body naturally makes anyway. It's designed of God to do this. It's called superoxide dismutase. They did this at the baseline, meaning before they started the blueberry powder or the sham or fake blueberry powder that had no blueberries. Then they did it again at 4 weeks and then 8 weeks. So I like that so far. So at the 8-week mark, systolic and diastolic blood pressure. Systolic blood pressure is when you get the top number on your blood pressure reading. Let's just say that's 120. And diastolic is the lower one. Let's just say that's 80. They also checked the brachial artery, which is right there at your arm. And they did the ankle pulse wave velocity. All of these were significantly lower than the baseline levels in those that took the blueberries, lo and behold. Whereas there were no changes in the group receiving the control powder. They also noticed that nitric oxide levels were also greater in the blueberry powder group. Isn't that interesting? Now, I guess the researchers, probably somebody sat around and said, okay, we're going to try blueberries, but can we take a drug and like crush it up into a powder and give it some blueberry color and give that to people? Well, they didn't choose to use lisinopril or metoprolol or Norvasc or aspirin or Tylenol or Advil. No. They know that they would probably cause a horrible side effect if they did that. So there you have it. If your arteries are not in the best of health, why don't you consider some blueberries? I think it was about 4 months ago, I was reading an article about pomegranate. And in this study, they took people that had suffered heart attacks, and they said, what would happen if we gave these folks just a little bit of pomegranate juice every day? I wonder if it would change the outcome and how they would recover. Well, lo and behold, those that had just a little bit of pomegranate juice following a heart attack, they recovered like 45% faster than those that did not. I'm thinking to myself, oh my goodness, this is cheap, it's easy. What are the side effects of taking 2 ounces of pomegranate juice a day? Well, you probably have feelings of euphoria, like, oh my goodness, this is delicious. Half the things that Dr. Morgan tells me to drink taste like dirt, like dandelion. I'm joking. Okay, if you want to join me on the radio, there's a phone line officially open, 903-586-5257. If you'll call, I'll do my best to push the button and get you right in. Thanks. Good morning. Welcome to the program.
Good morning, Dr. Morton. I have had diarrhea for 5 weeks, and I'm just trying to find something that kind of helped me. And I looked at the spinach and all that, but I'm allergic to spinach.
Did you read that spinach was a cure for diarrhea?
No, that was just one of the things that I eat that I know that gives me diarrhea.
Okay. So you're definitely worse if you have spinach, right?
Yes, because when I eat spinach, I can't breathe.
Oh, my goodness. Well, do you remember by chance eating any particular meal and then, bam, diarrhea started?
Well, yes. I'm finding out that if I eat sugar, fried food, spicy food, fresh garlic, then I have diarrhea.
Do you have any swelling or bloating in your abdomen?
I have the bloating. It's horrible. The gas is horrible.
Okay. Well, let me give you several ideas, and let me tell you which direction you're going. If I were just guessing right now, and just take what I'm saying with a grain of salt. If I were guessing, you could have eaten a salad somewhere that was tainted with salmonella, E. coli, something like that.
Okay.
And on one level, diarrhea is your body trying to quickly eject something that could be toxic. But I realize this can't go on forever because you'll just lose all your nutrition and you'll become dehydrated and you can't go out and do stuff that you want, so we need to resolve it. So let me give you several ideas, and you tell me which one of the ideas are doable, and we'll go from there, all right?
Thank you.
You're welcome. There is a substance that looks identical to chocolate. I can't tell it's not chocolate. You would think it is chocolate, but it's not. It's a substance called carob. Have you ever heard of carob?
Yes, yes.
I think it's spelled C-A-R-O-B.
Okay.
And so carob, it has a very interesting form of fiber that tends to attach like a magnet to toxins from bacteria in your gut. And so you could do that easy.
Okay, sometimes when I try fiber, it makes me vomit.
Oh, I believe you. But you could always start off just very, very slowly with a little bit of carob, and you can get it in powder form. And okay. If you want to stir it like in a warm cup of water, I'll take it. Now, I realize there's a whole bunch of questions I could have asked you, but I'm not here to embarrass you. If it was somebody else that called, I would definitely try to embarrass them, but not you. So I'm trying not to ask too many questions about the color and the consistency. So the other thing that I would have you play with, and this is one thing, I want to make this kind of like the foundational principle. There is a substance called food-grade activated charcoal. Sometimes it's just called activated charcoal.
Mm-hmm.
And charcoal is made by either from hardwood or from coconut husk, or at least those are the popular ones. I might be a little bit partial to the coconut husk, but I don't know that it would make a significant difference. But if you could take maybe a half a teaspoon to maybe 1 teaspoon of coconut husk charcoal and just stir that into a glass of water, yes, it will turn the water just as black as the computer monitor screen I'm looking at right now here at the radio station. It'll be jet black. But if you'll drink this on an empty stomach, not with food so much, but with an empty stomach,
mm-hmm.
and just do this several times a day, let's see if we can start to put a halt on this diarrhea that you've got, because that stuff is going to soak up poison in your body.
Okay,
can I go on to plan number 3 now?
Yes, please.
Okay. Do you like to eat rice?
Yes.
What I'm going to have you do is there's several forms of rice. I would just say jasmine rice would work very well in this situation. But I'm going back to the carob for a second. If you would cook mm-hmm. rice, and what I want you to do is I want you to put a large pat of butter on it, and I want you to salt the rice. And if you will, just take 1 spoonful of carob. I don't care if it's the size of a spoon that you would use to eat yogurt with or ice cream, but just put mm-hmm. a spoonful of carob on the top of it. And if you would make that just one of your meals, I want to see if that helps stop the diarrhea also.
Okay, the jasmine rice with a large pat of butter and...
Salt and carob.
Okay.
I know what you're thinking. Thank you, Dr. Morgan. This could be the most delicious meal I have ever had in my entire life. or maybe you're not thinking that. All right. The other thing that I want you to play with, I know I'm going to butcher this, there's a type of a probiotic yeast.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a probiotic bacteria, but it's a probiotic yeast. And the name of it is called Saccharomyces boulardii. And I want to say boulardii is spelled B-O-U-L-A-R-D-I-I. I think there's two I's. It's almost like there was an Italian researcher that said, hey, I'm going to name it Boulardii. So if you'll take Saccharomyces, sometimes it's just capital S, and then the second word is Boulardii with a B.
Okay.
It is a probiotic yeast, but this yeast is very intriguing to me because when you swallow it in capsule form or a powder form, this is a yeast that goes on a covert, not so much a covert, but a seek and destroy mission, meaning it's going to try to gobble up anything that could be toxic inside of your small intestine or your large intestine.
Mm-hmm.
Your small intestine is probably 21 feet long. I'm just guessing. Because I've seen you before and you're 4'2", right?
No.
Okay, never mind. But your small intestine is probably 21 feet long, but at the very end of the small intestine, there is a specific valve called the ileocecal valve, and that's going to be the separation between your small intestine and your large intestine. And these organs, they have very specific functions. But that valve, if it becomes irritated because you have eaten a food that has a toxic germ in it, that valve may stay irritated and may stay open. If that valve stays open, you're going to get some backwash of the bacteria in your large intestine. They'll backwash up into your small intestine. And I'm here to tell you, if a person wants to have chronic diarrhea, that will do it, or that will contribute to it. And so we've got to get that ileocecal valve to close properly. And so the Saccharomyces boulardii, it may just do the trick that you're needing right now to get that to open and close properly.
All right, spell Saccharomyces.
Oh, my goodness. I can't believe you're asking me to do that for you. Okay, Saccharomyces. S-A-C-C-H-R-O-M-Y-C-E-S. That's my best guess.
Okay.
And let me do Boulardii. Do you want me to do Boulardii again?
No, I have that one.
Okay, Saccharomyces boulardii. Now, the reason I'm saying this also is you should be able to go to the store today and buy this stuff.
I'm headed that way as soon as they open at 9.
Yes, when they're open at 9 o'clock, you will be their first patron, won't you?
Yes, I will.
Don't tell them I sent you. Whatever you do. They may have a, who knows, there may be a, you know what, for all I know, all jokes aside, there may be 5 other women that are listening right now and say, oh my word, that is my problem. I could be her twin sister with the same exact problem. So yeah. That's one of the reasons why I'm very thankful for your phone call. So the other thing that I want to bring up, I remember from my studies from a long time ago, I came across, his name is Dr. Melvin, what's his last name? Werbach. Well, Dr. Melvin Werbach, a medical doctor, he did, oh, there was a time in his, back in the 80s, this guy was a phenomenal researcher. I really appreciate him. But he would look at research on the study of nutrients, and one of his articles I remember coming across from a long time ago, I hate to even mention the 1980s because people are going to start to date me and say, I think I could guess how old Dr. Morgan is by, but Dr. Werbach, he did a study on children that had horrible, horrible diarrhea. And it was in an orphanage in India. I remember that much. I couldn't tell you any more than that. But they did an experiment where all they did was give these children with horrible dysentery and diarrhea that just couldn't be stopped. All they did was they gave them zinc. And so when they gave them zinc, over time, when they were consistent, I want to say it was 2 weeks. I could be wrong about that. But it made the diarrhea go away. So there's a concept for you. If you said, hey, what is zinc good for? Well, I'd say, you know what? Zinc could actually be the cornerstone of the immune system, meaning it's probably very underrated. It's probably not given a lot of press. But you've got to have zinc for your immune system to do its job properly, which is to rise to the occasion. See, you're not, diarrhea doesn't occur for no reason. Your body is desperately trying to eject or kick something out, just like if somebody ate, a tainted salad of some kind and they had, or a taco on the street. Mm-hmm. In a neighborhood where all the stray cats and dogs go missing. If you're vomiting, your body is trying to protect you from some danger. It's trying to throw this stuff out as quick as possible. So diarrhea is in the same boat, if you ask me. So if you will, just consider the element zinc. And if it were me, I would take zinc only with food, just because, it's pretty potent stuff.
Okay.
So those are all things that you can try starting today. And I'm pretty sure you're going to call the radio station about, Monday morning saying Dr. Morgan actually knows what he's talking about.
Well, I listen to you all the time, and I was determined to get in this morning.
Well, so I am so glad you did. Well, try all these things and let me know exactly how it works out.
I definitely will. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you, and I'm rooting for you. You can do it. All righty. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
If you would like to join me on the radio, there is officially a phone line open. It's 903-586-5257. 903-586-5257. Good morning. Welcome to the program. How are you?
Well, good morning. How are you this morning?
Good. Your voice sounds slightly familiar, but I don't want to, put too much stock in that.
Don't put any stock in. I talked to you a few weeks ago about dad's cough and all that, and I had forgotten what you told me. Last week, somebody called and had the same issue, and you said the same thing, and it was like, oh, great. Went out and got the Multan, I think it's called.
Mullen.
Mullen. And he started that on Tuesday. By Thursday, when he went to his doctor, his cough was almost gone. Very, very, very much better than what it had been.
Do you realize that you are bound by oath to tell the truth? That's impossible for that to happen. You can't get well in 2 days from a chronic cough.
Well, no. He hadn't gotten well in a few months from chronic cough.
But this is a strange story. You're telling me the herb Mullen helped?
A lot.
Isn't that great?
A lot.
Way to go.
it seemed like he was, you know, I thought he was coughing up his lung. Actually, he had gotten a hernia, I think, from the cough.
Oh, bless his heart. Oh, I hate that. I'm so sorry.
Fortunately, it doesn't hurt, so, you know, we're good there.
That's a blessing.
Yeah, but, so anyhow, he was much better from the mullet. I just thought, you know, I wanted to share that with you.
Oh, thank you so much for your phone call. That's going to encourage a lot of people with a chronic cough.
Oh, hey.
Way to go. Thank you very much.
Hey, if we can't encourage, we need to.
You know, I always think this sounds so much better coming from somebody else than me just sounding like a broken record all the time. So you got to tell your father that I'm rooting for him, and way to go.
You betcha. You betcha. Well, I'm on my way to work now. Oh, boy.
Well, that's because you have a superior attitude, and you're happy all the time.
Okay, we'll work with that.
Look at you. You are a shining example of what a stellar attitude would look like. Thank you for that.
Well, hey, you have a great, great day.
You too, and thank you for your phone call.
Thank you for all the help that you do give all of us.
Oh, you're so welcome.
I appreciate it greatly.
Thank you. I'm so glad to be here. Have a good day, buddy.
All right. You too, buddy. Bye.
Bye. I may have had the volume up a little bit high on that one. The number here at the station is 903-586-5257. I know you've heard this said before, but what is it that covers the earth? It's plants and shrubs and flowers and bushes and trees, and these are actually called the lungs of the earth. Good morning. Welcome to the program. Thanks for your call.
Morning, Dr. Morgan. We sure do appreciate you and everything you do.
So kind. Thank you. Thanks for listening to the station and calling.
I was going to ask you a question now, getting back to the abdomen.
Did you say asthma?
Abdomen, your stomach area or whatever, but my nephew has had a problem. He can't urinate, so they went through all the process and everything, and he's got scar tissue in his bladder, and it's blocking, and they had to put a tube in him. Is there any way that the body can help do away with the scar tissue?
Now, fill in the gaps for me. Has he had multiple urinary tract or bladder infections just over and over again?
I think so.
Has he passed a whole bunch of kidney stones or bladder stones?
He's done that before, yes.
Okay, well, let me give you an idea here. I think I'm going to have to break this down in steps, so let me start with step number one. I know I'm going to sound like a oversimplifier, but here goes. We are living in a toxic world, and so almost every type of toxic chemical, and I'm just going to choose to say one of them, glyphosate or Roundup, all this stuff is highly acidic. And in the human body, acid chemicals, they form acidic crystals. And these literally start to cut the body up on the inside. And, of course, these are probably more drastic examples. But if somebody has way too much uric acid that builds up in their body, they have a horribly painful condition called gout. If somebody has... If a woman has horrible, horrible, severe bladder pain and bladder problems that just can't be resolved, it's almost always because she has too much of what's called oxalic acid. And these are two precise examples that you could look up in the medical literature, and they literally drive people crazy. So one of the things you're after is, what do we do to a person that builds up these acid crystals that just cuts up the lining of the bladder and causes bladder scar tissue formation? I would say, living in the world that we're living in, whether it's exposure to toxins, or it's a junk food diet, or maybe a nutrient-depleted diet, we have to deal with what are called acid crystals. And so, the way that I would propose this, which is not going to sound ultra-scientific, there are some fruits that are found in nature. These are God's design. One is called the citron, C-I-T-R-O-N. And supposedly from that fruit, they have derived what are called lemons and limes. And lemons and limes, on paper, they are acid. But when you put them in the human body, they're more what I would call alkaline forming. That's going to be a concept. It's going to be hard to explain how you could take an acid and the acid would actually form an alkaline substance. But the purpose of your, did you say your nephew?
Yes, sir.
The purpose of your nephew trying to be very, very faithful to take lemons and lime juice every single day is to help dissolve those acid crystals that he has in his bladder. Now, this is only my opinion, but I'm just telling you from my experience what I would like to see happen to bring resolution to this. But he has to firmly and decidedly decide what he's going to do here. And so he can drink Coca-Cola, and he can drink Mountain Dew and Big Red and Pepsi, but he ain't ever going to get well if he does.
Yeah, well, that's one of the problems to start with.
Well, and that's all acid forming right there. If you have scar tissue in the bladder, you have to alkalize the body or you're going to die. And so it's just as simple as that. So your nephew has some choices up ahead of him. I don't know if he needs to listen to this podcast and come back and take notes, but he's got a golden opportunity right here. If he can, you know how in the Bible, it's, I think it's the book of Romans, it says, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Well, you and I know what that means. That means you hear something in the from the Word of God, and you go, oh, my goodness, what have I done wrong here? What can I do to repent and make it right? Well, when you find out that soft drinks and junk food and sugar cause crystal formation in the bladder, you go, okay, well, what am I going to do here? Well, in his situation, he needs the power of lemon and lime juice every single day. Now, this is my opinion, so you can take it with a grain of salt. But I'm not a fan of the liquid juice that's already pre-made because they put chemical additives to it. But I'm just a fan of a basic lime or a basic lemon or a basic citron. Any of those three would work.
Believe it or not, he loves lemons and stuff. But
good. Then let's take advantage of that. It may take about 3 to 6 a day squeezed in water or herbal tea if we're going to start to open up his kidneys and dissolve all that calcified acidic gunk in him.
I believe he will do that, sir. I really do.
How about we handcuff him to a lemon tree out in the orchard in Florida?
Yeah, or even South Texas.
That's right. We'll go down the Rio Grande Valley. No, and so what you want is you've got to start dissolving all that debris that's in his kidneys and ureters and urinary tract, and most likely, when you're trying to scrub all the scaled up, gunked up calcium from the kidneys and the urinary tract, lemons and limes are what you want to go to, because those are easy to come by.
How would I get that on the website?
You would go to this, the radio station's website. It's called kbgs.org. And I think John Paul will load this program probably Monday or Tuesday of this next week. And so it'll should have the date. And what I'll do is I'll do this just for your nephew. I'll title the podcast Lemon and Limes. Lime sounded like a disease. I meant a lime like a fruit that grows on a tree.
Yeah.
So, and that's what I'll do is I'll type that in, because I'm recording this program right now. And I'll type that in, Lemon and Lime, for your nephew.
Good. Do you want to give it his name or not?
No, it just click on the podcast called Lemon and Lime.
Okay, that's good. Lemon and Lime podcast.
And so if he can get the concept that his choices are going to, it's either going to make him or break him. So, but the soft drinks and the sugar, it has to go. There's no way around. Otherwise, it's going to be his demise. And see, the problem is, when you have a bladder that's full of scar tissue and inflammation, it's just a matter of time before that turns to cancer.
Yes, sir.
We do not want this to go that far. We want to turn it around while we have a window of opportunity and call it good.
Well, I'm glad you said that. That might put up some red flags there.
Well, I mean, does he have some degree of misery almost every day because of this?
Yeah, he's as a matter of fact, they had to put a tube.
Well, what else can you do if you can't go to the bathroom? My word.
That's right. They had to put a tube in a bag. Yes, sir.
And even that tube's going to lead to chronic low-grade infections.
Yes, sir.
How old is he, by the way?
About 53 or 4, I believe.
Well, he's a kid.
That's right.
he's got 30 more years of hard manual labor in front of him if he feels good.
That's right. He's a mechanic, and he's a good one.
What does he like to work on?
Well, mostly pickups. You know, something that's, well, he works on everything. 18-wheelers, the whole work.
Oh, so he's just really, really gifted by God in that mechanical sort of way.
Well, every time I need something done on mine that I'm going to do myself, you know who I call.
You know what? I need to know his name. What if I need some mechanic work done?
His name is Dwight Scroggins.
Does he live in Anderson County?
He lives in Stewart, Oklahoma.
Well, that's kind of far to go from Anderson County to Stewart, Oklahoma, right?
Yes, sir.
Now, where is Stewart, Oklahoma? Is it the northern part of the state?
It's in the southeast, McAllister. It's 20 miles west of McAllister.
Well, pass all this information on to him, and there's got to be some simple way that we can turn everything to his favor.
Yes, sir. Do you know about how long of a period it would take, like a few months, to help start doing it? Or?
No, I think he'll start to see a difference in about 10 days.
Man, I like that.
Me too. Now, I know this sounds radical, what I'm about to tell you, but if you can't go to the bathroom to urinate, that's the moment you stop eating right there. I know that doesn't sound like fun, but you want to start a fast immediately.
Okay.
Let your body turn all its energy toward healing and repair instead of digesting food. And plus, he's going to give his urinary tract a total rest.
Yeah.
And so he's got to start urinating on his own again.
And then I'm sorry, what about the baking soda?
Well, you can do that too if you want. But the advantage, baking soda, and you're making a good point, it has an alkaline nature to it, right?
Yes, sir.
But the lemons and the limes, that's the rare substance that's going to start dissolving all the debris, the calcified gunk that he's got in his kidneys and his bladder.
Good, I like that.
Me too.
Well, I'm going to let you go, Dr. Morgan.
Hey, thank you very much for your phone call. I appreciate you. You're a good man.
God bless you.
God bless you, and thank you for your call. Bye-bye. All right, there's a phone line once again open at 903-586-5252.